This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know what time it is. It's been a minute, but we're back. Summer break is over. The sponsorship money is rolling in, and we are ready to get back into the Backup Quarterback Show. I'm with the original backup quarterback, Derek Anderson. My name is Matt Howard, and today we are going to be talking a little bit about fantasy football, some more fantasy football, and then whatever else we want to talk about. This is a free show, and we're gonna roll with it. Derek, it's been a minute. We've already had to record this once because I messed up the microphone. But tell me, how's your summer been?
It's been great, but I'm ready to start some fantasy football.
Get some fantasy football going.
We got 4 weeks till the official legit fantasy draft.
August 26th, mark your calendar. Be there. We are selling tickets now on Ticketmaster. Our first sponsor of the day, Ticketmaster. Thank you, Ticketmaster. Another one. Best movie of 2018 so far. What is it?
I really enjoyed Black Panther.
Black Panther. Now, tell me, Black Panther, what is that about? Never heard of it.
It's about a superhero. I'd say he's similar to Batman, but he puts on this suit and he looks like a panther, and then he saves Wakanda, which is a made-up city in Africa.
Interesting. Did it make a lot of money
in
the box office?
Yes, it did.
I haven't even heard of it, so that's surprising me that it did well. That's good. Let's go and talk about what we're going to be discussing on the show today. We just completed the first few rounds of a mock draft, and we're going to do a little round-by-round, pick-by-pick analysis, if you will, of just exactly what happened in this mock draft. I was sitting at the number 2 pick. Derek, you want to tell everyone what you were at?
I was at the number 10 pick,
number
so
10
on the
pick.
Turn.
This is another thing that we need to talk about right away. If you're not a member of our fantasy league and you do partake in fantasy football and you don't use standard scoring, which means no PPR, let's just take him. I need to step away from the microphone because PPR gets me fired up. If you're using PPR, you're not doing real fantasy football, and it's just ridiculous to even think that PPR is the way the game should be played. Millionaires should not be given credit for catching a ball. That is actually their job, and we're not going to give them credit in fantasy football for catching a ball, Derek. So that's what we're looking at today. We're looking at standard scoring, no PPR, standard league, 10 man, one running back. Not one running back.
Two running backs. Two receivers, one tight end, and a flex.
How many quarterbacks?
One quarterback.
How many defenses?
One defense and one kicker.
How many kickers? One kicker. All right. Let's go and jump into it. The number one overall pick in our draft was
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Now tell me. Never heard of Le'Veon Bell either.
I think he's going into his sixth year out of Michigan State, if I remember correctly.
Never even heard of him. That's shocking that he's going number one off the board. Pittsburgh, Josh Dobbs is the quarterback of Pittsburgh, or at least he will be by the end of the season. Josh Dobbs is the future of that program, and I firmly believe in him. So yeah, if he's playing for Josh Dobbs, he's gonna be a good player like Jalen Hurd. I can roll with Le'Veon at number one. Number two, I went with Todd Gurley. This one tore me up. You were in the room when I was doing this pick. I was going back and forth between Todd and Ezekiel Elliott, whom I enjoyed having last year when he was on the field. So tell me, we'll just say the number 3 pick was Ezekiel Elliott. So where do you stand on the Todd Ezekiel Elliott dilemma? And David Johnson too. So David Johnson went 4. Those are the 3 big running backs after Le'Veon who are going early. So walk me through that draft scenario.
Well, right now in my personal rankings, I actually have Zeke at number 2 because I don't think the Cowboys will have as good of a passing attack this year, so they're going to be more reliant on the running game. And I have Todd Gurley at 3 because I don't think Todd Gurley's going to be able to replicate what he did last year as Offensive Player of the Year. But I do think he's still going to have a productive season because the Rams' offense is very good.
This is funny to me. Todd Gurley, from what I understand, nice guy, right? Seems to do well with his teammates. Sonny Michel and Nick Chubb, what good friends. I hate Georgia as much as the next Tennessee fan, but I sat right behind the Georgia bench at the Tennessee game this year. Yeah, I just couldn't help but root for those two.
Yeah.
Like, we were down 41-0, so it made a little more, it made it easier to be okay with them being friends. But they're the good guy. I like them, and they're both in the league now.
Yeah, but you hate to see it. One of them's going to the Patriots, another one's going to Cleveland. Obviously, one situation's better than the other.
Here's the thing. Cleveland has made some moves this year.
Low-key might win some games this year.
I don't foresee them winning the Super Bowl, but I also don't foresee them going 0-16 yet again.
Right.
So we'll see. I think they're going to fall somewhere in between those two results.
I'd say that's a safe assessment, Matt.
So let's keep rolling. Let's knock out a few more of these picks. Alvin Kamara at number 5. Tell me about that.
I love this pick for one reason. Alvin Kamara is a beast. Also, Mark Ingram's going to have a 4-game suspension coming in the end of this year, and do the Saints have the fifth round or week 5 bye?
Yes, they do. I'm 100% sure on that. Yes.
Okay, we might have to fact check that. But
also, Wales did not make the World Cup. I predicted Wales to make it to the championship and the World Cup. Wales did not make it to the World Cup. So I would just like to clarify that. I lost a lot of money on that because I got the sponsors. That's why we had to stop making episodes, because the sponsors really pulled out after they thought that I actually predicted Wales to go to the championship. Alvin Kamara, great pick. Love the guy. Antonio Brown at 6. Now, we talked about this a little before the show, a little backstage action. Antonio Brown, would you feel comfortable taking him at 6?
I would feel comfortable taking him at 6, but I would feel more comfortable taking Saquon Barkley at 6. The reason is for that is I've done a couple mock drafts now where I have
474.
Just a few that I've taken Antonio Brown in the first round, and then I get to my pick in the second round and all the other good running backs are gone, and then I'm looking at like Antonio Brown and maybe a Keenan Allen as my second pick, and then I'm really deprived at the running back position, which is very important to have good running backs in standard fantasy football.
I would say it's very important, but that is just my analysis on the subject. Saquon Barkley, how big are his thighs?
They're about...
Derek just looked down at the couch. His thighs are smaller than Saquon Barkley's. Let's make that very clear.
We can confirm that.
Derek is 5'6". He's sitting on the pillow again because the microphone stand only goes so low. So Derek has to use a little booster seat to talk football with me. Number 8, we had Tom Brady go number 8. That's just kind of stupid.
Yeah,
whoever
guy was in this mock draft was obviously a homer, or he left the draft early, and we never want to see that on a mock draft.
You really hate to see it. It's really disrespectful to the sport of football.
Yeah.
But soccer.
But really, talking about Tom Brady, I could see him, I'd say around in the late 4th, early 5th, where I could realistically see him going in fantasy football.
I mean, that's cute, Tom Brady. DeAndre Hopkins. I'll be honest. I see this name every single year. Never touch him. Never, and I never regret it. I mean, he has great moments. He was number one wide receiver last year. Still don't regret not having him. I'm chilling out with DeAndre Hopkins. I'm fine with never having him on my team. But people like him, and someone took him at number 9. Number 9?
Yep.
Right? Yeah, number 9.
And then
DeAndre Hopkins is out of
Clemson.
Southern Methodist.
Clemson.
Okay, Clemson University. How about a little sidebar. Nick Saban got a little extension. How do you feel about that?
As a Tennessee fan, I'm kind of worried.
University of Tennessee. Knoxville.
Right.
The Vols.
But I'm happy for the guy. He might be able to get that kid from Happy Valley, the kicker from Happy Valley, through school.
Yeah, you really hope. His dad seems a little tough to deal with. But they're on vacation right now in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Which is good for them. Number 10, it cut off, but I'm pretty sure it was Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I took Leonard Fournette at this position. It was a toss-up between the running backs of Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, and Leonard Fournette. Matt's going to trash this Kareem Hunt decision.
Kareem Hunt. Let's talk about Kareem Hunt. I wouldn't touch Kareem Hunt ever. I don't care if he's available in the 10th round this year. I'm not taking him. Hate Kareem Hunt. He's not going to be the starting running back by the end of the year. You heard it here first. Who's next? Who's the next?
And then on the turn, I took Odell Beckham, who I believe is the second best receiver in the NFL, and I think he's going to have a huge comeback season.
I agree.
So I started out with the one stud running back and the one stud receiver and went from there.
This next pick is brought to you by Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup because Dalvin Cook, fat running back, likes his protein. Let's talk about Dalvin Cook, the fattest running back in the NFL. That's a joke. I love Dalvin Cook.
We also need to emphasize these are the chunky Campbell's soup.
Campbell's chunkies, like LaDainian Tomlinson's mom used to make. Yeah, Dalvin Cook. I love Dalvin Cook. I hate to see him go down, but
yeah, I think it's gonna be a great pick this year with him in the second round.
I think so too. And then Aaron Rodgers off the board on pick, what is that? I don't know. 13.
Let's make this point that the guy that took Tom Brady in the first round also took Aaron Rodgers in the second round,
which is just odd. That and seems like despicable that he would do that to a mock draft.
People are out here trying to learn
a mock draft
and better than
not
themself
a game, not
in
a game.
Fantasy football.
We're talking about a mock draft. Yeah. That's the highest level of fantasy sports.
It's just
right
disrespectful
there.
To come into a mock draft and do that.
But Aaron Rodgers, where is he going this year? I have no clue.
He's the first quarterback I'm taking off the board. Maybe late third, early fourth is where I could see him going.
You heard it here first. Do not take a quarterback until late third. Late third round this year. Who's next? Keenan Allen. Oof.
This one's pretty high.
Oh, give me
Keenan
give
Allen.
Me Keenan Allen.
One pick ahead of Julio Jones. And Matt's gonna.
I didn't even see that. Maybe not that high, but Keenan Allen, if you can get Keenan Allen healthy, it's almost impossible. It's rolling a dice, and last year he happened to roll the dice on the right number and stayed healthy. But no, love Keenan Allen. There's a lot of Philip Rivers hate that I'm reading on the message boards.
Yeah,
on the one message board I look at.
We see it all the time on the message boards, but. I believe Philip Rivers is an elite future Hall of Fame quarterback, and I think the San Diego Chargers Angeles Chargers are going to do something special this year.
This is interesting. How many Super Bowl championships does Philip Rivers have?
He currently has zero.
And how many does Joe Flacco have?
One.
what kind of sick world do we live in that Joe Flacco gets a championship? Who's next? Julio Jones. We just talked about Julio. Julio is always going to be good unless he gets hurt, which is also kind of inevitable. But, you know, you deal with it. Michael Thomas is great, I think. I don't even know anymore. I had him 2 years ago, and he was okay, but I guess he's great now.
A word of warning for Michael Thomas is...
Word of warning.
In the first round, if you're sitting around picks 5 through 7, you have a chance to get Alvin Kamara. And then in the second round, most likely Michael Thomas is going to roll back to you. So that's something you might want to take into consider, maybe taking Saquon in the first round and then getting Michael Thomas in the second round, so that way you're not doubling up on your two best players on the same team.
Derek, what place did you finish in fantasy football last year?
Fifth, actually.
What place the year before?
10th, I think.
Yeah, it was 10th. It was 10th. I promise it was 10th. this Derek is the fantasy guru that we have on staff.
I'd like to make
much,
it known
much
that
better than him at fantasy
Matt
sports.
And I also have the same number of championships with one.
Yeah, but you've made the playoffs, what, twice?
That's 50% conversion rate. That's pretty good.
That's not... we've had 6 years. It's been 6 years. So let's do the math real quick.
No, 50%. I won 1 year, and I was in the playoffs 2 years. So I'd say that's 50% conversion rate.
You won 1 year, and you were in that playoff the other year. You've made it to two playoffs.
Yeah, when I'm in the playoffs, there's a 50% chance I win the championship.
But here's the thing. It's... When it comes to fantasy football and it comes to legit fantasy, for Derek, it's an if he makes the playoffs. For me, it's a when he makes the playoffs kind of move. Sure, I don't win it ever, but that's not my fault. Everyone else always beats me, and I get mad, and I want to quit for the next 6 months.
Hey, it's a very competitive league. I'll give you that. Any year, any given day, anyone can win. Anyone can win the championship, and it'll be interesting to see who gets the first repeat.
Some of our audience may not know any of these names, but who are you taking to win the chip this year?
I'm actually going to go with Tyler Hoetz to win this year.
Tyler Hoetz. I'm going with Jonathan Carroll. This is the year of Carroll. It's been his year for the last 3 years. This is the year he actually gets it done. Who's next? AJ Green or Kareem Hunt? Oh, Kareem Hunt went 17. Poor guy didn't know what he was getting into, but he got Kareem Hunt 17th overall. So we'll let him deal with that as the season comes upon him. AJ Green, man... AJ Green's such a good player, but
you hate to see it.
Hate to see it.
This guy's going to the Hall of Fame someday, and he's just had to deal with Andy Dalton for the past what, 8 years now?
You really hate to see it. Poor little Andy Dalton. Get him some.
I think I said this in maybe one or two episodes ago, but I think Andy Dalton's going to be out of town pretty soon, and Jake from State Farm is going to be rolling in.
Where do you think Andy Dalton lives in the greater Cincinnati area?
I don't know. Maybe on... Actually, I bet he lives on the Kentucky
side. So he's not even a real Ohioan.
I doubt it.
Here's another point of conversation. How do you... What's a member... Like, what's a citizen of Ohio called? Ohioan? Ohioan? Speaking of Hawaiians, Marcus Mariota. This is the year of the Titans. Who's next? At the number 19 pick, Team Howard brings in Melvin Gordon. Team Howard brought in Melvin Gordon at 19. That's what when you're the best, you get blessed with the best, and you really love to see the rich keep getting richer, and that's what we're gonna roll with for the whole year.
Let it be known that I was considering Melvin Gordon at 10th overall.
And he dropped down to 19. It speaks volumes for the people we were drafting with, even though they seemed to know what they were doing.
This next guy on the list, we're gonna leave him unnamed because I don't think he should.
Let's just call him Meshawn LeCoy.
Meshawn LeCoy.
And you hate to see the story about him. It was just awful, awful story. And I just don't like, even just take away everything else fantasy wise. Even if he did, like, he's not gonna, is he gonna play? I don't think he's going to play this year.
Arguably, the Bills could have one of the worst teams in the NFL, and I don't think he's going to have a very productive season as it is. So I'm going to talk about people like...
Who's the quarterback for the Bills?
I think right now it's Josh Allen. And then
Josh Allen.
A.J. McCarron's also.
What about Nathan Peterman? Is he still
Nathan
in the
Peterman
league?
Is also competing for that job.
Competing.
Competing in quotes.
That's cute. That's all the picks I have. We were going to talk about the third round. I don't even know who I got in the third round.
I mean, I think you got Mike Evans, Matt.
Oh, I got Mike Evans.
That's a solid pick. When you can get Mike Evans in the third round rather than taking him in the first round, he was in a couple years.
Yeah, that was weird. I never saw the allure of him.
Yeah, he always seems to pan out when he's taken in the third round versus. So get him on the off year and he'll do good things for you. Gronkowski's also going in the late second and early third. I think this could be a good year for Gronk, but he always has a pretty good year. But
let's talk more tight ends. Who else? So Greg, is he kind of consensus second?
No, I'd say consensus second is Travis.
Oh,
Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Forgot about old Trav Kels. Yeah, he's pretty.
And then
good.
I'd say consensus third is Zach Ertz coming into this year.
Man, why did I think it was Greg Olsen?
I don't know. I guess you just have a.
I'm living in 2013 right now.
Yeah, back then. Yes, Greg Olsen was a solid.
I'm about to sneeze.
Two.
I'm going to go across the room. It went away. The sneeze went away as I stood up. Let's see who else is there. Let's talk about
Devontae Adams.
Tell me about Devontae Adams. I thought he was kind of like a goofy guy to talk about, like being good, but he was never actually good.
Well, Devontae Adams was a very productive player in college coming out of Fresno State.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Fresno State, home of the Bulldogs, I believe, right?
Yes, that is actually correct.
Yeah, go Dogs.
And many people didn't think he would be that good of a NFL receiver, but when you get paired up with Aaron Rodgers and start to become Aaron Rodgers' number one guy, it really, really makes you a better player. So I think if he was my number one receiver this year, paired with like a Le'Veon Bell or a Todd Gurley in the first round, I'd really enjoy that. Would you take that, Matt?
Man, you're telling me. I only draft like the same 10 players every year because I don't know many names. So when you throw all these new names at me, I don't really know what to do with them. So I just kind of don't do anything with them. So that's where I'm at. Where am I on that? Let's talk about one thing that's been really interesting to me. Dan Mullen, is he the new Butch Jones? This, by the way, this segment is brought to you by the city of Gainesville. Disgusting little town. I drove around it once a few weeks ago. Didn't go near it, but you could smell it from miles away. So thank you, city of Gainesville, for sponsoring us yet again. We hate you as much as you hate us. Dan Mullen, what's the deal with him? He's a little goofball.
Yeah, he's trying to recruit within the crowd, I guess you could call it that.
What do you mean by that? Because I'm not following that analogy.
I think he's just trying to associate with all the young people he's trying to recruit. and he's not doing a very good job with it.
Yeah, you know who doesn't associate with the young people?
Jeremy Pruitt.
I was going to say Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban's a pure football talent.
But, you know, Jeremy Pruitt learned from Nick Saban.
Product of the system.
Yep.
So that's good. Tim Tebow, do you see that he got injured?
What, in baseball?
Yeah, in baseball. I think he's out for the season.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. I honestly thought he'd get some games in with the Mets this year.
Nope, not anymore, which you hate to see it. Good guy, Tim Tebow. He was a good quarterback. Like, he not good. Okay, he was.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
He wasn't a good quarterback, but he won a lot.
He won one playoff game.
He won like 8 straight, didn't he, in the regular season?
No.
What was it? It was like some absurd stat.
They went 8-8 and squeaked into the playoffs.
But he won a lot in a row, didn't he?
He won a couple games, and he was made famous on one play. It was literally just a slant route to Demaryius Thomas, and Demaryius took it 80 yards to the house.
But who made the pass?
Tim Tebow.
It's Sunday. We have to give Tim Tebow his love for the day. we have a Tebow.
Tebow spotting.
Tebow in the studio. What is there to talk about? Tag. I saw the movie Tag last month.
Oh, I really wanted to go see that one. What'd you think of it?
It was actually good. It wasn't just like silly. It was kind of like it made you think. It really made you appreciate your friends. Not so much some of them who are on their phone in the middle of our podcast. On his phone in the middle of the podcast. I've never been so thrown off in the recording of this podcast before in my entire life. I have absolutely no idea what I'm supposed to do. He's taking Snapchats in the middle of the podcast. Caleb Gaelic, if you're listening, he's sending you the Snapchat as we are recording the podcast. I'm lost. I'm so lost right now. I don't even know what to do. He's still on his phone. He is still on his phone, and I have no idea where to go with this show. And I'm begging that he'll say one word to bail me out of this scenario I'm in right now.
Can we talk about Andrew Luck for a little bit?
Let's talk about Andrew Luck for a little bit. Wait a minute. LeBron James went to LA.
Oh, yeah.
We missed a lot.
Yeah, we did.
We missed a lot.
A lot of sports news.
Good news is, I don't remember when the last show was, but...
I think it was early May, if I remember correctly.
I believe the term you're looking for is late May. But who won the Stanley Cup? The Caps. They beat the Golden Knights.
Congrats to Ovi for finally getting it done.
Great for the sport of hockey that the Golden Knights didn't win year one.
That would have been miserable.
We can only hope that they just go downhill from here.
Golden State Warriors won.
That was so much fun to watch, wasn't it? I'll tell you what.
I didn't know who was gonna win.
It was thrilling. Then LeBron James went to LA.
That is correct. I'm very excited about that.
What's going to happen though? Like, are they going to compete?
I think we'll win about 55 games and be about the fourth or third seed in the Western Conference this year.
But how far are they going to make it? They could lose round one.
Could lose round one.
It's
we
not
could
the
also
East.
Make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Or the another thing is they just may not make the playoffs at all.
Let's also talk about how the Toronto Raptors traded DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard. Went right behind DeMar DeRozan's back after all he did for their organization.
DeMar did so much for the whole country of Canada. They have nothing else going for him anymore after
hockey's over.
Hockey's over. Drake kind of hangs out in America now. Justin Bieber is gone. Justin Bieber got engaged.
That's another big news too.
Yeah. Now what we don't care about is this Ariana Grande chick. We don't care at all about her getting engaged to Pete. Oh, Pete. But yeah, Justin Bieber got engaged. I don't even know who he's getting married to. Some girl. Good for the girl, I guess. If she's happy and everyone's happy, good for them. But yeah, what were we even talking about? Oh, the Raptors. I don't know what they were thinking. You get what? Kawhi for 1 year. Him probably just griping and not wanting to play all that much. You broke apart the dream team of Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. Which, another thing, Derek is like 4'8", and he hates Kyle Lowry, one of the shorter players in the league, which you hate to see the discrimination, the short-on-short violence that goes on in this podcast. And Kyle Lowry's a solid player. Fun to watch, fun to listen to. He's just a fun guy all around, and he gets a lot of hate around our circles.
I know Matt likes to sport his jersey every now and then, but he's not even the best player on his team. DeMar DeRozan
was. I mean, you can say that all you want, but you look at the numbers and who's still on the team. They gave away DeMar DeRozan for an okay player who's gonna mess around for a year in Toronto. So who's still around Kyle Lowry making $30 million a year? $30 million a year.
Matt, let's get absurd. Let's get your NBA championship prediction for next year.
The Warriors.
Verse.
Who cares? You know, who cares? Who cares? They got... Apparently DeMarcus Cousins isn't all... He got hurt. I didn't know he got hurt.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors have 5 of the top 25 players in the world right now.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with the sport of basketball, 5 players play at a time. Yeah. That means they could have probably the most unbeatable team. The USA national team couldn't beat this team, which is just insane to me. But they would have problems beating the Golden State Warriors consistently, if at all, in a 7-game series, which you have to wonder what's going on in the league. But, I mean, we're... You know, good for them, I guess. And no one cares about the show, but...
Hey, baseball's on. I mean, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Baseball's on. Man.
We're in a bit of a dead period right now when it comes to sports.
I can't even tell you. I can't name 5 baseball players. Let's do that. Okay. Mike Trout. Aaron Judge.
Bryce Harper.
I used to know the Cubs players. Don't know the Cubs players anymore.
Noah Syndergaard.
No.
Paul Goldschmidt.
I'll believe you.
And Joey Votto.
That's 6, I believe, if we're counting using numericals.
But yeah, baseball. You hate to see it.
Who's doing well this year? How about the Yankees? Are they in contention?
I actually think the Red Sox.
Giancarlo Stanton, out of France, I believe. He's doing okay, I think. I don't know. He used to be doing okay. I used to play baseball. You know that?
Yeah, I did know that, Matt.
That's all I had to say about that. Andrew Luck. You like Andrew Luck?
I love Andrew Luck. It's great to see him throwing again. I just got an update on my phone, and that's actually what I was checking earlier.
You were sending Snapchats as well.
Yes.
Are you not sitting on your pillow anymore? You look short.
No. But Andrew Luck's been throwing. Reports say he went 21 of 24 in practice today with a couple deep bombs to T.Y. Hilton.
Who was he playing against?
Air.
You heard it here first. Andrew Luck completed 21 of 24 passes against nothing. Against nothing.
Andrew Luck. They might have been playing the defense, but
Andrew Luck is back. Andrew Luck is back, baby. Better than RG3, I guess. I mean, he has that going for him. There was a big conversation about who's gonna be better out of that draft class. Glad they both panned out so well.
But I think we're gonna start wrapping it up.
I'm out of stuff to talk about. You really threw me off when you started looking at your phone midway through the show. I'm reading a book. That doesn't happen much for me. I haven't read a book casually since probably middle school.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing this summer.
Yeah, I just finished Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
See, I'm on the fourth one, and I've been on the fourth one all summer. So that's from May to now. It's 2 days
from
August.
Let's put the emphasis that these books are rather long and they take some time.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, so don't. Yeah, so I really read really really fast, and I love reading, so I do it a lot. But that's gonna wrap up our show. We are at 28 minutes and 42 seconds right now, which is
pretty good time.
It'll be our second shortest show, but you know what? The way millennials are going these days,
they don't have time to sit around and listen.
They like getting their news. They like getting it quick. And they like that. Sponsors, we didn't have a lot, but we still made a ton of money today.
Trader Joe's.
Oh
yeah.
Trader Joe's chocolate covered pretzels. The fuel for the backup quarterback show. Thank you to Trader Joe's. Shout out to them. That's free. That was a free advertisement. We don't take free money all that often. But that's what we're doing today. Derek, do you have any last words?
I just think we're headed for a great fantasy football season, and I look forward to it.
You heard it here first. Derek Anderson looks forward to it. The OG backup quarterback. So we're going to go ahead and say goodbye for the week. We'll be back soon. My name is Matt Howard.
My name is Derek Anderson.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.